We're going to try to finish this Torah that we were learning. A very remarkable Torah in the Sefer Mesamech Tzion on the teaching of the Kedushas Levi in Parshas Chayesara. And what is it that the others have given to us? What does it mean that we are the Bnei Bneihem? We say every single Shemoneh Esrei. We're the Eniklech, we're the grandchildren. So what did the others give us? And in order to explain that, we have to realize, we have to understand, Pnimi is the difference between a Ben Yisrael and a Ben Noach, between a Jew and a Goy. And we were learning, based upon the Kedushas Levi, the chiluk between the world of Bnei Noach, that in that world of Bnei Noach, All of one's work when it comes to his personal midas, when it comes to a way of life, it's all basically within the mizgeres. It's contained within the framework of seichel. Seichel is the greatest gift that a human being has. It's what distinguishes him from an animal. And a ben noach could be the biggest bal seichel in the world. Seichel, nevertheless, is still part of teva. Seichel, intellect, intelligence, reason, and so on, is still part of the metzias of this world. And therefore, a ben noach cannot, as we're going to continue with today, cannot get beyond that limitation of this world. And that's why we learned that the nations of the world are called umais ha'olam. Umais ha'olam, after the word aim, ima, mother, which is the natural, which is the natural world of teva. The child is born from the mother's womb. Whereas Bnei Yisrael's yichus is mishpachosam leveis avosam, by the father. And we learn that av means rotzen, means will and desire. The koch of a Jew, the koch that a Ben Yisrael has, is to transcend teva, to transcend nature, by accessing that part of himself that is higher than any of the limitations of this world. And that part is the neshama. And the neshama is higher than seichel. Therefore, the root and source of a Jew's life must be the neshama. Seichel is a step along the way. That's what we're learning. On the bottom of Nun Ches, L'zem avur b'sfar makadosha. Therefore, we know the Chazal have taught us. Even though we know that Chochma Bagoyim Tamen, Chazal say, that Chochma, the bottom of Nun Ches, Chochma Bagoyim Tamen means that wisdom is certainly to be received and respected among the nations, and we respect Chochma from the Goyim, and we acknowledge the Chochma that they're capable of, because Chochma is that product of human intellect. And Chachma Bagoyim Tamen. The Chachmeim Hifitsu Harbe Chachma, and the Chachamim of the nations of the world have taught much wisdom. Baharbe Inyanim, with many things. V'af Ba'ifane Tikun Nefesh Adamidisah. Not only when it comes to math and science, but when it comes to the Chachmas and Nefesh as well. Modern psychology, it's not a science. There are those who would like to make it into a science. It's not a science, but there's no question. There's tremendous, tremendous Chachma. This morning, one of the chevra who's a therapist, was showing me a fantastic book that he's using to work with couples who are getting married, from couples who are getting married, to counsel them before they get married, to prepare them for marriage. Now, this is all basically borrowed from the nations of the world. Using a system that's out there, as a system that's there, with some adjustments to accommodate the obvious differences that there are between from people and not from people and certain sensitivities. But for the most part, 90% of it is from the guy. And it's gewaldic. It's terrific. Very clear, common sense, based upon strong psychological findings of how to prepare a couple for marriage. And in that respect, Chochma Bagoyim Tamim, there's a tremendous amount that we have drawn and can draw from the nations of the world, from their Chochma. That's true, even with Chochmas HaNefesh, even understanding emotions, and even trying to help people deal with their emotions. It's true. Kechochmas HaPsychologia V'Domein. Obviously, when it comes to science and to medicine, we have no contentions at all. Only with this, if there's, God forbid, in certain areas, if it conflicts with halacha. But otherwise, we have no problems with that at all. Adrabah, we benefit and we draw and we share and we appreciate. Psychology is more tricky, obviously. Why? Because mikomakom kol chachmasam ena negei lepnimiyus ha'adam. With all of the chachma that they have, could be geniuses. But the chachma that they have never ever can reach into the neshama, the soul of a Jew. It's not coming from the neshama, it's coming from chachma. And chachma is part of this world. It's from the mitzias of this world. So a psychologist, a secular psychologist who doesn't understand, even if he's Jewish, but he doesn't understand what it means, or lahavdil, a psychologist who's not Jewish, would tell a person, listen, you're having tremendous tension. He would tell a bacher, he's 18, 19 years old, you're having tremendous tension, you're falling apart emotionally. You know, you need to be able to have a girlfriend to go enjoy that relationship, whatever that means in the secular world to enjoy. And in this way, you'll be able to get along with your parents, you'll be able to move forward in your education and to get a job and so on. And if the Yeshiva Bacha says, but that's against my beliefs, the psychologist would look at that, not all, but many would look at that as being very, very bizarre. And they would say, but it's natural. You're a 19, 20, 21, 23-year-old young man. It's only natural. Your biology, physiology, chemistry, everything dictates that you're ready for the next stage of life. You just haven't found anybody that you're ready to settle down with. That's okay. But you have to do this or else you're going to be emotionally destroyed. So that's the psak din of the psychologist. And there's a lot of truth to that psak din when it comes to the world. There is evidence that there's truth to that, and that would apply to the world. The problem is that he's talking to a yeshiva bacha, he's talking to a yid, and the psychologist is, with all of his good intentions and with all of his vast knowledge, is coming from a place of chachma bagoyim tam, and whether he's Jewish or havli, he's not Jewish. It's a place of chachma bagoyim. Chachma bagoyim means that the Umas HaOlam are bound to the constrictions of high alma of this world. And in this world, what they're saying makes sense. But it's ein negeila pnimius ha'adam. It doesn't reach into the pnimius of a person. And the tikkun ha'nefesh that the psychologist is talking about, which is wonderful, all of that is a tikkun for the chitzonius of the person on the level of his, on a very basic emotional level and a physical level, but it's not addressing the essence of that person, which is from the time of creation, from Bereishis. His soul comes from before, and the nitzchias that goes all the way to the end of Mashiach. This person can't possibly understand that, this doctor, this professor. So the whole tikkun he's talking about is a tikkun for how he's going to feel this afternoon, for how he's going to feel today or tomorrow. And for that, it might feel great. But the tikkun of this person, be'etzin, that he's a Ben Yisrael, he can't possibly understand. Not only that, it's going to cause a total kilkel, a destruction of who that person is, l'neitzach nitzachim chas v'sholom, which could be forever. All the hasogas of the goyim, it's hakol, it's b'chitzaynis. It's all b'chitzaynis. It's all external. And all of the chachma comes from that place of chitzonius, of, again, very, very brilliant, very profound, but it's all from this world. It's all based upon the limitations of this world. This is what it means to be a Yid, to be a Jew. Masha'enikem b'nei Yisrael, mishomer elukisha chenes b'kirbam. And each and every one of us, we said this morning, Elokai neshama shenasata b'tahirahi. Rabbi Shalom, you gave me back my neshama. the neshama that I have is higher than anything of this world. It's not made of the material of this world. And therefore the whole world could say, you're crazy. Why are you giving up everything? Why are you keeping kosher? Why are you keeping Shabbos? Why are you keeping yourself pure and holy? Why are you living that way? It's crazy. You're never going to get a job. You're never going to get married. You're never going to have a tzlach. You never, never, never. You can't, anything, you would never be matzlich. In the meantime, the Jewish people here thousands of years after all of these people that are not here. Because the metzias of a Jew is not from this world. Because we have a neshama luki. Shechen is bekirim. There's a nefesh alukis. There's a neshama inside of each and every one of us. And the neshama is nitzchis. The neshama is eternal. It's not from this world. V'chaim lahagia l'mayla madregi al yonim mayla luki. And a Jew was created not to be emotionally well balanced. He was created to be a tzaddik. A tzaddik. And a goy can't understand what that means. Nor can a Jew, God forbid, who's not connected to the Torah mitzvahs, can't understand what it means. That there's a mile of elokus. That Jew who's secular can understand it when he's challenged or he's confronted with that choice. Are you going to die? Are you going to, if you're given a choice, if he's given a choice to die, to remain a Jew, he'll die. Even though it doesn't make sense to him, he'll choose death. Then he'll understand that I have something inside of me, I guess, that's irrational, that's higher than the choices that I've made until now. Because until now, I've chosen not to keep kosher, not to keep Shabbos, not to marry a Jew, and so on and so forth. And yet, when I'm being told that either I give up I renounce my Yiddishkeit, and I choose another religion, or die, I'm going to die a Jew, as has been repeated, unfortunately, too many times in history. And then he understands that there's something he doesn't understand about himself. And what is it that he doesn't understand about himself? That he wasn't created to be a ben adam, a human being. He was created to be a Jew. And a Jew has within him a chelik lakom yimal, a portion of God. Therefore it's true that at times of confusion, even a Jew sometimes has to turn to the chachmas hagoyim, even to psychology and so on, to at least begin trying to work on things to help, to get help in that way. No matter what that psychologist tells him, it can't possibly be addressing the deepest part of who he is. It can help on a certain superficial level. And if that superficial level in any way contradicts halacha, like in the case of the yeshiva bach who's being told to go out and party, then he can't do that. He can't do that. But if the tikkun and the refuah that this psychologist is talking about is able to address certain basic issues of relationships and so on a level that's physical, that's nefesh or ruach, that's not reaching into the neshama, fine, that's okay. But you should know that it's eino adayin shleimus hanitza. That's not, he can't come to shleimus from that, because shleimus can only be together with learning, together with davening, together with mitzvahs and Yiddishkeit, and nurturing the neshama that he has within him, and bringing out the neshama that's within him, drawing from that neshama, which is the essence of who he is. V'chol kulay einay rak hachonu umover lahagil atikun shleimus. Therefore, he can be helped by drawing from this from chacham v'agoyim. He can be helped, but he has to realize that all of that is only b'taras hachana. That's just a preparation, or that's just a way of getting to the pnimius. Because it could be that he's, God forbid, so depressed. Unfortunately, there are a number of people who, over the years, they were in such a matzav that I was trying to deal with them and to help them, but they had to be hospitalized. There's somebody right now that's in a rehab place, out in the Midwest, in a garisha rehab place. He's getting kosher food. And he's learning Torah there, you know, online with some people. But it's in a totally geisha place. But those, the people there are very, very well equipped. They're wonderful people. They're professionals. They're respectful of Yiddishkeit as well. And they're helping him come back to a place of emotional health so that he'll be able to be back in the sugya of being a human being. Chutz, he's a human being. Then we could talk about being a Jew. He's not a human being now. He's Sotzer Brachin. He's not a human being. The addictions that have taken over his life have made him less than human, Hashem Yirachem. So we need to get him back into being a human being, that then we could talk more about his Yiddishkeit. But right now he's not ready for that. Shleimus, though? The shleimus of a Jew can only be with Yiddishkeit. Because that comes from the neshama. El shakash nef, the second line. El shakash nefesh adam nimsa b'matzav yorid ma'ayid. When the soul of a person is in a matzav yorid ma'ayid, God forbid, is in a very low state. Umidais of ativium poilim v'oifen nomach ma'ayid. And his natural kaiches, we'll call them his natural human kaiches. Human, what he shares with all mankind. When those kaiches are very weak, he can't come to a place of elokus, as I said with this fella in the Midwest, because he's so tzibrochen as a human being, he's not a human being. Right now, he's caught up in drugs in such a way that he's not a human being. Or another one that's caught up in inappropriate relationships and crazy, disgusting things, Hashem Yirachem, that his wife had to throw him out. He's not a human being. He's not a behemoth. So we can appreciate and respect Chochmah Bagoyim, even Chochmah Sanefesh, because they have certain hamtzos, their ideas that they have of how to help that are brilliant and that address the human being as a human being. But it could only bring a Jew to a certain place. But to Shleimus, to his perfection, to his tachlis of why he was created, he can't bring him anywhere beyond the teva, beyond nature. For that, it's only the karech of the neshama. If a yid has within him a neshama, and he's able even what it means to be able to go beyond, even if he doesn't get the psychological help, to somehow break, and I told this fellow that I'm talking about right now that the wife threw him out because of all kinds of disgusting things he was Isaac in, and he's in also a rehab place in California. So he said to me he can never change, and even there was the case manager there, the psychologist said he doesn't think he could help him. So the guy's misyayish, and I said, can't be, you're a yid, is yeshu shleimidaz, that can't be, you have bechir chavshis. But the doctor's telling him, you know, looks like you don't have bechira. And he's right, according to the seichel of the Umas Ha'ilam, the seichel of the nations of the world, and according to whatever studies they've made with this yid, they feel that he can't be helped. And I've seen this many times, unfortunately, over the years, with guys who feel that they have an atiya towards other men. And the psychologist says, so far, there's nothing to talk about. And there's a whole segment of society that says there's nothing wrong. This is how it is. And you have now even starting among from people that they think this is Shaykha Timsa. And the Torah comes along and says, what are you talking about? You have an chelik of a kamimal. Why did Hashem give you such an avaida? Why do you have to work so hard and it comes easy for other people? That's not your question. This is your life. This is your tachlis right now in your life. Can you change? The answer is you could change. But everybody says, I can't change. What's everybody? What? Everybody, they're not talking from the place of the neshama. The neshama of a Jew is a chelak al kamimal, means it comes from a place that's infinite. Infinite means it's unlimited. Unlimited means it's not held back by any of the constrictions or the restrictions of human life. Because Ayid is superhuman. And there's no other way to explain our continued existence. Because according to all of the rules of this world, there wouldn't be one Jew left on earth. So right now, unfortunately, this fellow can't connect to the aur of his neshama, to the light of his neshama. If he would be able to connect to the light of his neshama, if he could connect to that aur of neshama, he'd be able to bypass all of that help, and he'd be able to get right back into the mikveh, into shul. But unfortunately, he's so tzibroch, and he's so broken, he can't get to that place inside of himself. There are neshama. So sometimes, many times now, we need Hashem sent into the world such a thing, Chacham Vagoyim Tamid, to help somebody get along the way, to get to that place where he's healthy, where he could finally sit down and be mizbeinin, and to think, who am I? What's the tachlis of my life? And to come to that place which is the Or HaNeshama, which we have from Avram, from Yitzchak, from Yaakov, from Sarif, Rivka, Rachel, Leah. Therefore, he has to use his seichel, and he also has to access the seichel of the world. And the seichel of the world is this doctor, this professor, this study, these statistics, and these medicines, and to take medicines. I tell somebody, why should this person say, I don't want to take any medicine. I say, I wish you didn't have to take medicine. It would be better if you didn't. Medicine's not good to have to start taking stuff. But for now, the medicine's going to help you. They discover that this medicine can be used to take the edge off of what you're going through. And if you take this medicine, hopefully it will calm you down, and you'll be able to make better decisions. So take the medicine. But I don't want to take the medicine, and then why do I need the medicine? I said, it's not a chachma. You're not managing. Take the medicine, and hopefully over time you'll be able to connect more to yourself and to the Or HaNeshama, and you'll be able to be brought back to a place of health, and eventually you'll be able to be weaned off the medicine. Nobody wants you to take this medicine for the rest of your life. It's not good for you. But for now, stop talking like an idiot and take the medicine that the doctor's telling you. You're ruining your kids, you're ruining your wife, you're ruining your life, so take the medicine. But what about my neshama? Your neshama is still there. The problem is that you're not able to come to your neshama because you're so tzedreit with all your craziness. You're so lost in your problems, in your addictions, whatever it is. You're not able to come to that place. So right now we have to go with seichel. Of course, but until mitzvahs, seichel. Seichel dictates, as long as there's nothing against halacha, we're taking this medicine, which is nothing. Seichel dictates that you have to take the medicine. If the doctor says, in order to take this medicine, you have to eat an Yom Kippur, then call me and we'll talk about what halach is. What's the halach? But don't come to your own maskanas like this. Because sikhli shul koch v'choch masa'umas, omnam vaday shihudi eno nisha v'medregi chitzayn yizeh. But that's not the tachlis of a Jew, Nebuch, to spend the rest of his life taking medicine. And to spend the rest of his life sitting in the teva of his problems, of his tzaris, of the horrible darkness that he's in, stuck in that place, chas v'sholom. Ela shemikarech refuah sichlis, good. Use the refuah sichlis. The doctors are making a lot of sense. They have good stuff for you. They're trying to help you. And sichlis, we learned, chachma bagayim, tamen. Believe it. It's good. And make use of that sichl. But that sichl is a sichl chitzaynis. That's not instead of davening. That's not instead of learning. That's not instead of Torah mitzvahs. Your shleimus can never ever be reached with these things. You could just be helped to get out of some mud that you're in, but you have to be able to get to your shleimus to be a tzaddik. That's the neshama. That's why you were created to be a tzaddik, not just to be a healthy, emotionally healthy person. To be a tzaddik. Zayala v'yisala legila madrigosa hamitis, so that you'll be able to reach your true madrega. Shiyar or nishmasa bekirbo, that the light of your neshama will be able once again to shine brightly inside of you. But there's so much darkness, there's so much schmutz, you gotta get the stuff out of the way. If you're not gonna turn off your computer, even if you turn it off, the stupid thing is playing in your head 24 hours, what are you talking about the neshama? What or haneshama? What's the light of the neshama? The light of the screen is flashing in your brain the whole day and the whole night. So how are you supposed to get to your neshama? You're 24 hours with a sickness. You're 24 hours to God forbid with pornography, with schmutz, with narishkeit. So what are you supposed to, or haneshama? You're not able to see anything except that screen. So you have to get you past that. There are ways to help a person. There's a chokhmah of how to get past that. Same thing when it comes to issues very often in marriage and other things. There are ways, there are chokhmahs. But ultimately, you have to get to the pnimius, the or haneshama is the pnimius. That's the pnimius. Therefore, just skip to the next paragraph. Isa b'sfarim. We don't have time for diyukim, a nice little Pshatlach and Chazal. Isa b'sfarim, Shema shagoyim ma'abdim ha'atzmam. The Sfarim HaKadoshim tells us that goyim can certainly discipline themselves, and there are some unbelievably disciplined goyim. Look at these athletes. He has a musig that he wants to be in the Olympics in 4 years, and the guy could run around in circles for 7 hours a day, which you and I wouldn't be able to do 15 minutes. And this guy is running around for 7 hours making hakafas around the track because he wants to be in Olympic 4 years from now. So he should be able, he thinks, to stand for 30 seconds and to put a thing on his neck, and they're gonna sing the American National Anthem. And again, oh, maybe then you got deals with the commercials and stuff. I forgot about that. Okay, yeah. So, all right, so for another $50 million or something? So he's ready to do all that. But self-kosof, it requires a tremendous amount of discipline. And there are people who are disciplined. The people who stop smoking, stop drinking, they could discipline themselves. Shagayim ma'abdim atzma means to discipline and to train themselves. But harei zarak bebechinas iluf balchai, sof kol sof doesn't mean to be disrespectful, but you could train animals also to act a certain way. Training is not the same thing as transforming. It's not the same thing. You could train an animal to jump and to do this and to that, and the monkey, you could train the monkey to go and to serve a drink or something. But self-consult, at the end of the day, is a monkey, you understand. He's a monkey, he's marrying a monkey, and he's going to raise monkeys, and that's all he is a monkey. That's because that's the misgeris, that's the gvul of his existence, is to be a monkey. Like when they were, the story that they say about the Rambam, that they were, the Muslim philosophers, they wanted to show that you could train an animal to be like a human being, so they had a kadir. They saw this about different tzaddikim, but I heard about the Rambam. But they, so they invited Rambam. There was this like a meeting about this chokhmah that they could train animals and so on. And they had some cat walked in holding a tray with on its hind legs, holding a tray with drinks. And the Rambam already, the Ruach HaKodesh knew this, so he carried a, he had a little mouse in his pocket, oh. And he threw them and he threw the mouse out, and then they had knocked over all the drinks and went. So the Rambam said, I guess he's just a cat after all. You know, that's all. He's just a cat. So you could train him to be chashiv and to act civilized and to carry himself like a human being. But when the mouse was on the table, so then there's ice, a human being, and he's it's a cat. That's all he is, a cat. So training, for sure there could be training. Of course there's training. That a person can be disciplined and you could train a human being to act in a civilized way. Therefore, even by the nations of the world, the body can be disciplined and trained to be menschlich. And if it's kedai, if it's worthwhile to be a mensch, then I'll be a mensch. Like I spoke about last time, you can get these athletes after he won his gold medal, and you get the guy and you put a necktie on him and put him into the White House, and he walks around in the White House, and like, you know, he never did this in his life, and they have to give him, they have to talk to him for 5 hours, these athletes, to be able to say thank you. And to not to say any curse and not to act crazy and to just to say thank you. And I had to work very hard on training him to be able to say thank you. Thank you, Mr. President. That's all. But is that the essence of who he is? No. He runs, he jumps, he plays, and that's it. Then you have, of course, those who are much more brilliant and much more sophisticated. And there's no question that they could be disciplined and trained. And there are manners. Benimus ubekavit. Omnam ein zeshinui pnimi. It's still a human being. And a human being is not the same thing as a Jew. A human being is not the same thing. Avakasha Yehudi Madabik Atzma L'Torah or Makadish Atzmai. But when a Yid attaches himself to Torah, and he's Makadish his life with Torah mitzvahs, which is from beyond this world, which is higher than this world, that preceded the creation of this world. Oz Yochel La'abed Atzmai L'Gia L'Shleimus Godel. Then he could reach a place of meridic shlemus, of unbelievable shlemus. Ulishtanus legamrim and hakotze elakotze. He could change from being a person who the doctor said there's no hope for you. They're throwing him out of the rehab center, and then you could see him 2 years later. You could see him. You meet him in Sfas someplace, Mitlange Peis, and he's standing. He's saying kabilach tehillim. You know, going into the Arizal's mikveh. He said, "What happened to you? They gave up on me." They gave up on him. And it's not like I haven't met people like this. But they were totally written off completely by their parents, by their, but he came to that place within himself of the Orhan Neshama. And again, a lot of times he needs help to get there. Goy Sha'ovad al Midas Akas, a guy that worked on the Midah of anger. Veheshlut Asmer Lilchais, and he's disciplined himself, he's trained himself not to get angry. Kol HaKavod. Halavai, we should do that. But again, he can only use the techniques of psychology and of self-discipline. He's limited. Loi hishrish me'atzma midazu ba'atzmi yusai. He said, en yoch la'ashlum l'zakech a'etzem nafshai. He can't transform himself in the etzem of who he is. Umidoysev l'sa'alus li'ez be'etzem bal erech ruch. To become godly, he can't. Because that klal of what? Of halach te'bedrach to go in Hashem's way is mahu, just as God is compassionate, so you must be compassionate, that a Jew has the ability with his neshama to imitate kivyochel himself, to be godly. That a guy can't be. A guy could be good. He could be wonderful. He could be caring. But he can't be godly. There's no such thing. Mashenken ikar avodas isha yisraeli, lizkais lamidais of shalkadosh baruch hu. That he has the ability to tap into something higher than this world, mahu, just as he is, so you can be. That a person has inside of him the infinite one himself. Lias b'b'chinas erech apayim doesn't mean to control my anger. It means to become a person who's what? An erech apayim. Who has erech apayim, who is kind, who acquires this midah of arichas av. Rav chesed. Not just to be generous and kind, but rav chesed. A yid can be rav chesed. Rav chesed. Vadesh mitzad ha-seichel i'ef shel agil hazeh. Mitzad ha-seichel, you can't do that. You can't transform yourself into something else. Kasha Yoriv Yisgala Nishma Shakai Shabbat, when you're able to ignite or to reveal, not to ignite, but to reveal that soul of God that's inside of you, Hariyiskala Madregis and Midas Elohim, then you can be Zerche for Midas and Madregis that are godly, that are higher than anything of this world. Midas of Sukkot Shabbat. And now we can understand what the B'ditchev explains. We have to go quickly. I'll say a part of it outside. That's how the B'ditchev explains the Nusach of Davin V'zoyche Chazdei Ovei Samevi Goyel Livnei V'neihem. Livnei B'neihem. So the question is, Yeshadayik B'zeh, Lo Manakul Livnei V'neihem, why does it say that Hashem will bring a Redeemer to the children of the children of the others? Just saying that He'll redeem the children. What's the grandchildren? Why is it the Livnei V'neihem? What does that mean? So he says a very deep thing. This is what the B'ditchev is teaching. He says the midas of a person are called banim, called children. Why are our midas, our characteristics, called our children? Because they're the product of how we think and what we and so on. So they're our children. Told the same shel tzaddikim banim. Next page. So the children are called how we behave, how we act. That's called banim. Who we really are, that's called, the person is called seichel. But there's something higher than seichel. That's not just the parents. Although the parents are how we think and who we are. Our emotions, how we behave, that's called the children. So what could be higher than the madrega of parents? The answer is what? Grandparents. The Zaydi and Bobby. That's called the grandparents. Avram Avinu, Sarah Imenu, they're not our parents. They're our grandparents. What does that mean? It means, who am I? I'm the product of what I think, of how I think, of how I feel. Seder. That's called my mother and father. What I do, and my midas, that's called the children. But what's the root of who I am? The very root of who I am? So by a guy, that's what you have. You have parents and children. The root of a Jew is higher than the biological connection of a parent and a child. The root of a Jew is, the shorish of a Jew is the neshama. The neshama, the soul, is not called a mother or a father. The soul is called a zaydi and a babi. It's called a grandparent. It's the root. It's the very root and the shorish of who we are. Now we can understand what the B'ditchev says. That Avraham Avinu he asked that there should be zikna, old age. That Avraham was zokain babi yomim. Chazal tell us that Avraham Avinu said, there should be old age. Until Avraham Avinu, nobody aged. So Avraham Avinu asked for zikna. So on a deeper level, what does it mean to ask for zikna? What Avraham Avinu is saying is the following. Hashem, I'm asking you the following. That whereas the entire world, all of mankind, they should be blessed. All of mankind. The highest man a human being can reach is parents, children, which means seichel and midas. Mother and father is the seichel, and the children are the midas. That's the highest that the rest of the world can reach. I'm asking you, Hashem, to infuse all of our grandchildren, until the end of time, infuse each and every one of them with us, with the Zaydis and Babi. With the Zaydi and Babi, which means the Koch of Neshama. The Koch of Neshama, which is the Koch of Zikna, of how old the Jewish people are. The old age of the Jewish people is not just in years. It's where we come from. Because the root, the Sherish of a Jew, is higher than anything in this world. Therefore the Gemara says, Kol Malamed is ben b'nai Torah ki ilu kiblo mi ha-Sinai. If you teach your grandson Torah, it's as if you received it from ha-Sinai. Why did it say you teach your grandson? Kol Malamed is b'nai. There's one level of Torah learning that's called a father and son. That means the father has a certain amount of Torah that he knows, and he tells his son. That's called seichel. That's called teaching your kid Torah. Why? What does it mean? Called malamed is ben benai. Kilo kibloi mehasinai. If you teach your grandson Torah, it's as if you received it from Harsinai, because we're talking about a higher level. We're talking about opening up the neshama of a child. When you open up the soul of a Jewish child, and you open up that soul and you show him that there's something inside of him that's much higher than anything of this world, then you're taking him back not just to his parents, You're taking it back to his grandparents and great-grandparents and great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great, all the way back to Avraham Avinu and Sarai made him. And then higher than that is the master of the world. Higher than that is the master of the world. That's the neshama. That's where the neshama comes from. That's what it means, the Zaydi and the Babi. That's what it means, Avraham Zokin Babi Yom Hashem Berech is Avraham Bakol. Bakol. That Bakol of a Jew is the neshama. It's the essence of who he is. That's what it means. Umevi Goel Livnei Vinehem. All of the world is Neen of Bineihem. Bineihem means the Seichel, parents, father and mother, Abba and Ima, that's Chachma and Bina, and the Midas. The Midas means Chesed Gvur Tferes Netzach Hayis Samachos. Those are the Midas of a person. The father and the mother, that's Chachma and Bina. And the entire world operates with the intellect, and you try to give over to your kids what you understand. You try to teach your kids. But to be a Jew is higher than that. That's why you have many, many Jews that all of a sudden they want to connect to their grandparents. I was in Poland this summer. My wife and I were in Poland. And we're meeting all over the place, these Jews, 25, 30 years old, that they were, their parents were after the Holocaust, their parents were living in convents and monasteries, they were raised like goyim, and somehow they came back to their Yiddishkeit. There's a whole tshuva movement going on with these children of the Holocaust. They found out they were Jews. There's one guy in Warsaw, they wrote up a lot about, there's a guy in Warsaw, he was a neo-Nazi, he was a skinhead.
Right.
And then he found out that he's a Jew. And he was married to a Jew. They did something. And Hashem, he was married to a Jew. He was a neo-Nazi. And in one second, he became an Oyv Yisrael. And now he goes no longer be in Pais. And he's like the Shamus over there for the old shul in Warsaw. So what happened to him? What happened to his Seichel? His Seichel said Jews think Jews should be killed. That's his Seichel. He was a Nazi. And the next second, he's growing a beard. It takes 2 weeks to grow a beard. But then he has a beard in Pais. What happened? The Torah says there wasn't anything with Seichel that changed. What changed is that he was shown the Or HaNeshama. He saw the light of his Neshama. And then in one second, he realized, I'm a Yid. And then what happened to him? He didn't go back to his parents. He went back to his grandparents and great-grandparents and great-great-great-great back all the way to Avram the Sarah. Avram Zokin Bobi Yom V'Hashem Berech is Avram Bakol, which is the Karech of the Neshama. Okay.